A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Chaf Beis, Erevin 22a, pagination page 43, about 7 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Kurmi Ba'agma, and then we begin with the word Umishalem. The Gemara over here is discussing enormous dedication to one's spiritual goals, and not to be distracted or discouraged by other responsibilities, to stay focused, to the point that the Gemara here says of one person who said, Mishalimu kurma ba'agma, are the wild vegetables finished from the meadow? If you still have a few wild vegetables, there's no reason to be distracted from your spiritual goals. On that note, the Gemara begins a discussion, very rich piece of Gemara over here, regarding reward and punishment. Now, we have a tradition, the Ramban in Shar HaGemul elaborates on this theme, that in this world, not all reward and punishment is paid out equally. Hashem may assess that there's a certain person who is very righteous and deserves enormous reward, and he has a few problems, shortcomings that need to be addressed, and he may choose to reward that person in the next world where the reward is far greater and worth more, and punish him in this world as an atonement, because an atonement in this world will clear him for the world to come. And the reverse might also be true. A person who's basically wicked, he has a few merits, Hashem may pay him up his merits in this world through reward, and then he's clear for punishment, because essentially that's what he is. So the Gemara here says, Umishalim l'sonov el ponov l'ha'avido. Hashem pays those who he hates to his face to destroy them. What is Hashem paying to those he hates in his face to destroy him? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, El molim mikra kazav yashav la'omro. If not for the pasuk telling us this, we would never be able to conjure this up on our own. Kaviyachol, it's as if, there's a mashal here, there's an analogy. Ka'odam shenose masui al panov, a person who's carrying a load. Omevakish la'ashlicho mimenu, it's a pain in the neck. He wants to get rid of this load, so he throws it down to get rid of the load. Here too, the wicked person is entitled to a degree of reward, and Hashem just had enough with it. So he throws him his reward, gets rid of the requirement, but it's like with a resentment. If you'll think about it, for example, a teacher or a parent sometimes says, I'm going to give a reward to anybody who tries very hard. And they qualify it. They study for their test. They do this. They do that. Person who makes an effort, I'm going to reward them. Extra 10 points, an extra treat, something. And somehow, the child or the student manipulates and qualifies for the reward according to the terms, but didn't really do what the teacher or parent had in mind. So yes, they picked up all the dirty socks from the floor, but the room is still a mess. So they're entitled to a lollipop. What are you supposed to do? But it's not a very endearing reward. So if we appreciate the mashal, the reward that Hashem gives to those who he hates, that they just have created such a relationship with him that there is no positive relationship. So they end up doing a reward. Hashem's not going to withhold the reward. They deserve the reward. I'll give them their reward. But it's not a very endearing experience. And that's what's described here. Hashem throws it at them. He pays it up. He pays up those who he hates. Laha'avido, but it's to destroy them. Because after life, when they come up for judgment, they've already been paid for those merits, and those merits cannot stand them in good stead. So this person, let's say, gave charity, but everything else was bad. So Hashem pays him up for the charity, gives him a lot of wealth, gives him a lot of joy, whatever it is. And then when he gets to the next world, he can't claim a merit which he's been paid up for. So the Ramban in Shaar HaGmul uses this to appreciate why suffering might happen to good people. And you might see, Derech Rishayim Tzolecha, that the way of the wicked has a lot of success. But that doesn't mean, ultimately, that they're on a good path. The Gemara continues, Lo Ya'acher L'Sono'o, Hashem does not delay to those that he hates. Amar Rabbi Ila, L'Sono'ov Hu D'Lo Ya'acher, he doesn't delay to those who he hates. He pays them up soon, in this world. But a person who is truly righteous, Hashem may delay his reward. Better to put it in the retirement account, so to speak. Better to save it up to the place where we can really enjoy the reward. And this is also what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught. These mitzvahs are those that I am commanding you today to do them. Hayom la'asosam. Today you should do them. V'lo l'mocha la'asosam. You can't do them tomorrow. In the world to come, you can't do these mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are for now. That's when the reward and punishment is counted. Because in this world, it's a challenge. Hayom la'asosam. In this world, today, you can do them. But l'macha l'kavoscharam, the next day in the world to come, that's when you receive the reward. Amar Abchage v'item Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni ma'idachsev. There's also a pasuk erech apayim. Hashem has a lot of patience. He holds back his anger. Erech af mi bo'ilei. It should be in the singular. Ela erech apayim latzadikim. Hashem has a lot of patience regarding the tzadikim. He withholds the glorious, shining countenance which he intends to show them, he withholds it. In this world, he continues to challenge them, he continues to fix up any shortcomings that they have, and he withholds that great countenance with enormous patience until the time when he's ready to show it to them, which is afterlife. Erech apayim l'rishayim. And he also has enormous patience with the Rishayim. He withholds their punishment until the world to come. And in this world, he may act very pleasantly, very chilled with them. But that doesn't mean that they are on good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos over here seems to be asking a fascinating question that Hashem, in all of his benevolence, doesn't really make sense to say that he's almost like sadistically waiting to punish the wicked in the world to come. And Tosfos searches for some positive element in the fact that he doesn't punish the Rishayim right away. Tosfos, outer commentary, third line, V'gamzu l'tova. This too is for the good. What element of good is there in not punishing the Rishayim right away? Sheyesh lahem shos lachzor b'tshuva, because they have a chance to return in tshuva. And if they take that opportunity, great, fine and good. Hashem doesn't punish them right away. There's a greater plan over here, but there's also a goodness to that, in that they have a chance to do teshuva. Yeshua Kolach, thank you for joining.